From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, March 7th. The Chico City Council unanimously voted to create a committee on homelessness this week. As NSPR's Alex Stutson reports, it's looking for new approaches to solving Chico's homelessness crisis.
The ad hoc committee is made up of Mayor Casey Reynolds and City Council members Bryce Goldstein and Mike O'Brien. O'Brien says being on the committee gives its members more time and resources to look into new solutions.
It's complex, not something that, again, you just wave a magic wand and it goes away. There's many layers, and you really need to devote a lot of time to look at it from the different layers, the different perspectives.
The city's handling of homelessness has been a hot-button issue, drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle. Local homeless aid organizations have been asking the city for more collaboration and solutions. That includes a city-managed campsite, which Councilmember Goldstein says she's interested in looking into.
People who might currently be camped in the park or the plaza can get out of those public spaces and into an area where there's more oversight, there's more hygiene services, connections to behavioral health services like addiction treatment or connection with resources for getting housing and jobs.
She says the nonprofit North State Shelter Team has already proposed a site like this, and she hopes the committee could give guidance moving forward. The committee will meet in the near future at an unknown date. It's supposed to present findings and proposals back to the City Council in June. Mayor Reynolds did not respond to a request for comment by deadline. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, one of President Donald Trump's campaign promises was to dismantle the Federal Department of Education. Now, he's expected to make good on that promise. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
According to reporting by NPR yesterday, the president is preparing an executive order that will, quote, take all necessary steps to facilitate the closure of the Department of Education. He's expected to issue that order within the next few days. A draft of the anticipated executive action obtained by NPR instructs newly appointed Secretary Linda McMahon to take all steps allowed under existing law to eliminate the department. But under current law, Congress would need to approve the move. Trump says since its creation in 1979, the Education Department has not done its job, pointing to consistently low student math and reading scores. The federal government provides about 10% of public school funding, which is mostly used for programs to support students in low-income rural areas and children with disabilities. That would be a significant loss for schools in many North State counties. An official with Chico Unified School District told NSPR they're closely monitoring the situation. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
And residents can soon expect to see more stop signs installed around Chico. The city's replacing nearly 20 yield signs with stop signs to improve safety conditions. Chico's Public Works Department says current placement of some yield signs could cause confusion for drivers, and changing them to stop signs could increase safety with a more predictable traffic environment. The effort comes after residents suggested more stop signs in the South Campus area, but the sign replacements will cover other areas of the city too. The city predicts the project should cost less than $12,000. Also, a new bill introduced by the state legislature would prevent private firefighters from using public fire hydrants. The bill is in response to the Palisades and Eaton fires in Southern California, where many public wells went dry during firefighting efforts. Private firefighters were mentioned as one possible contributing factor to wells running dry. The bill is backed by the California Professional Firefighters Union. And finally, arsonists would face more prison time under a bill in the state legislature. It's by MODOC Republican Assembly member Heather Hadwick.
Assembly Bill 297 requires an arsonist who burns 500 or more acres of forest land to be subject to a sentence enhancement. This bill cracks down on arsonists and protects the environment by punishing arsonists who have burned vast amounts of our forests.
Her bill would add a sentencing enhancement of 3 to 5 years. But opponents say existing law already sufficiently punishes arsonists. Brooke Langevin heads Local 148, the Los Angeles County Public Defenders Union.
As a public defender, I have seen that individuals with mental health conditions and those who are unhoused are disproportionately represented in individuals convicted of arson. AB 297 will waste California's resources by increasing prison sentences largely for those communities who may or may not have intent to cause harm, damage property, or even start a fire.
The bill failed passage in the Assembly Public Safety Committee, but was granted reconsideration. That means the authors can work with the opposition to amend the bill and bring it back for reassessment. And those were your headlines for Friday, March 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.